You're a big Catcher in the Rye fan, right?
I read it because I thought it was a baseball book. I started reading it, and I'm like, when are they going to play baseball? And they never play baseball. And I was like, I don't remember anything about that movie or about that book. 100%. Cheers. And action. Okay, I'll open the bottle of wine.
Yeah, open it.
Dude, I've been drinking this Fit Vine. I know that we probably already did a read for it, but I have legit been drinking this like crazy.
I know you have.
Do you feel like there's a place in booze and or drugs where too little keeps you up at night?
I don't know that too little of a drug or alcohol could keep you up. I mean, I'll tell you that one of my favorite jokes of yours, though.
What's that?
I was thinking about it the other day.
Oh, please say that. I haven't put it on a special.
No, it's been on a special.
Oh.
One of my favorites is you talking about, I think you say it about Leanne, but you say it maybe about people in general who they're like, okay, it's time to go to bed now. Like, just shut off as Leanne. Like, I will sleep now.
Well, looks like I'm done thinking.
Yeah.
Like a fucking Mormon. Hey, cheers.
Cheers, man.
To Jennifer Aniston. It's good, isn't it?
It is.
This is their Pinot. I've been drinking a lot of this shit. Like, I have cases at my house.
On the treadmill?
I definitely drink. By the way, this was I know that they're going to be really upset by this, but this was made to drink on a treadmill. There's a guy running with a fucking...
Yeah.
I'm branding-wise, I'm sure they're like, that's actually not what we're trying to put out at all. Yeah. But
they're saying, because it's like, I don't know.
Here's the deal. If you get on the treadmill at a 3.5 with a bottle of wine, and oddly enough...
That's a walk, right?
Yeah, like this is the same size as like a canter that you'd hold soda, like water in.
Mm-hmm.
So these fit in there. Put this on a little flat part and just a brisk walk, throw on Guys Grocery Games, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, have some wine. By the time you get a buzz, you feel good, you're already broken a sweat, you want to jog. And now you're running, and you're running like, do you remember in college? Did you ever like be in good shape in college and get done at the bars? You're like, I could either see if I can get a ride home or I could fucking run. And you just ran home?
No.
I did all the time.
Really?
It was downhill, and it was a fucking sprint. And then you get home, and everyone would be there, and they're like, why are you sweating? And you could tell a story. You could tell a real story. There was a fucking wolf.
So you would run home hammered?
I'd run home hammered. By the way, I used to love it.
How long do you run with booze, like with a bottle of wine?
Hour. Like, I know this is all horrible branding for Fitvine.
No, no, it's not. I'm just saying, but you've been doing this before them.
I've been doing this way before. I do it with a box of wine on the old treadmill that fit better.
The 3.5 is for how long?
So I get on the treadmill. So what I'll do is normally, this is how I'd normally work it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of the last time I did this. I did this very recently. What I'll do is I'll run a straight 4 miles first, like run.
But first,
I run a straight 4 miles, right? And this is
sober.
This is sober. This only happens. So I like to work out in the mornings. I already worked out this morning.
Yeah.
And I like to work out in the mornings. If I don't work out in the mornings, it's a wash. So if I have to work out late night, like last night I worked out at fucking 11 o'clock at night.
Ugh.
I know. I hate it. Fucking hate it.
But I hate the morning workout.
Oh, I love cup of coffee. On the treadmill. Walk, read an article, do some work on your phone.
Yeah.
And then you don't even realize you've walked like a mile, mile and a half. And then I go to the Aptiv, is this app I use. This guy, Akeem. Shout out to Akeem. Don't stop, won't stop. He's the best. And these Akeem workouts, dude, he's awesome. So the one I did today, it was seven sprints.
That's cool.
Seven sprints. So super easy. He's like,
you're training for Ron. You're trying to beat Ron.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm definitely need to beat Ron at something. He thinks he can beat me swimming.
Can I tell you?
And he doesn't know. Don't do it like that. He doesn't know that a Speedo is faster than shorts.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to put on a Speedo. Why would I put on a Speedo? And I'm like, I think I already got you.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you go cargo shorts.
He wants to race just like swimming a lap?
Swimming a lap. He thinks he can beat me in cargo shorts.
No, that won't happen.
Ever. And yeah. I told him, I said, Ron, I can't even have this conversation.
This brings about something else that's interesting, though. So we're talking to Warren Sapp about doing a podcast together. And I'm hoping it can come together. And all I mean by that is, like, you know, there's three different people now, three schedules, the logistics of it all. I hope it can come together. For people wondering, we would not put it on the same feed. It would have its own RSS feed, its own channel.
Or is so that a bad thing?
No, what are you talking about?
Is it like putting it on, would they, because they wouldn't.
Yeah, because it's a different show. So you don't want to clutter like what, like people who enjoy this show.
Is this not on your mom's house feed?
It is. My point is that it wouldn't be like the same RSS and the same feed. So people who don't want that dynamic aren't like force fed it. You understand?
Yeah.
So anyways, one of the things that came about while I was thinking about this, this is really interesting to watch.
I've been working on this peanut butter all fucking morning.
For people that don't know, he's dropping peanut butter from a fork onto a cup full of pretzels.
And, it's healthy.
And it looks like you've been really,
this is healthy peanut butter.
It looks like you're doing an art project.
This is healthy peanut butter.
Well, hey, hold on. This is what I wanted to get to.
Shoot.
You and Warren are actually, you're both born in 1972, so you're roughly the same age. Okay.
What's his birthday?
I don't know the exact birthday. I'm sure
they'll pick that up in by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm actually older than Warren Sapp.
By a month.
By a month.
Okay. So, but here's the thing. Yes, he's a Hall of Famer, but he's retired, right? Like he hasn't been playing in a long time.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's at the top of his physical game.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is like, I wonder what you think, whether you think you could beat him in anything now.
Yeah, probably fencing.
Fencing?
Yeah.
What about?
Do you understand what I'm saying? I bet I could pick up, because I did fencing one time.
Yeah.
And they actually said I was pretty amazing.
Really?
They were like, you actually have a real eye. You made me kiss a button. And I was like, really? You know what kiss a button means?
Mm-mm.
It's when you fuck with someone so much, they lose their shit, and that's when you stab them.
That means kiss your button?
Kiss the button. It's a very popular term online right now. So like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like say if a troll comes at you.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's up, fat boy?
Yeah.
And you're like, easy. And they're like, nah, man. Da 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 da. And you're like, hey, fuck you. And you're like, nah, bro. And then all of a sudden you lose their mind. They're like, whoa. Someone got feelings about it. And then you shoot your mind off. And then you look like the asshole. They made you kiss the button.
I got you.
Same thing I did in fencing is I kept fucking with the dude's face.
He's like, hey, man. Hey.
I was like, yeah. And the guy was like, going, this guy knows nothing about fencing.
Yeah.
And we were in Colorado Springs, and the guy was a legit fencer.
Yeah.
And he was coming at me, and I just kept like going, hey, I'm gonna fucking do this. And the guy was like, and then he got so upset, he let his guard down. And I was like, oh, I just stabbed you in the chest. And he was like, what the fuck? And you,
no, I can see you really upsetting somebody.
Well, my whole goal is making someone kiss the button.
Yeah.
But I don't think,
Do you think you could outswim him?
I don't think so.
No?
I'll tell you why, because how many lobsters did he come back with?
Oh, on that.
Yeah, he's a water dude. Like, he's an ocean dude. Here's the deal.
What about on ground?
Oh, no. I like where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I bet in an Olympic medley of my choice.
Yeah?
You're doing this to me, and I know you're doing this to me, and I know that I'm going to fucking regret this.
No, you're not.
Pull up Olympic competitions. I can't get him. I bet I'd impress him. And could I get some sort of like a handicap?
Oh,
could I get handicapped?
But I think the handicap should be available only in certain types of events.
So like I would really impress him with my shot put.
Well, that's the thing is the shot put. I would guess that he would smash you into another universe.
I won the Scottish Highland Games. Not the same, but the Scottish Highland Games in Long Beach. I won the shot put.
Well, do you remember how far?
It was like 50 feet or something, 60 feet.
Sounds like some extra stuff is there.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, this is something you could probably Google and go, no one's ever done that. Okay. 3-on-3 basketball, no. Okay. Archery, yes.
Okay. Write down the ones that he's bet, Bert thinks he could win at.
Autistic gymnastics, no. Autistic swimming.
Artistic.
I'm joking. Artistic swimming, no, still, I don't think so.
Okay, hold on. How about badminton?
Yes. One-on-one badminton, I could take Warren Sapp.
What about one-on-one basketball?
No, uh-uh. Not even remotely.
Boxing?
No.
Do you think this is not...
I'm looking for beach volleyball. One-on-one.
What about this? This is not even up there. But again, he's retired, hasn't played in a while. What if you guys put pads on?
Do
you
think, no!
Oh, you...
Dude, Here's the deal.
Do you think you could block him?
No.
Why? He's retired. You're fucking fast.
No.
You're strong.
I definitely couldn't. See, the thing about Warren Sapp is, like, he is legit. So, like, he's the guy. Pro athlete, like, I play with guys that were good in sports.
Yeah.
Pro athletes are a different level.
Your level.
No.
Oh, you're saying another level.
No, my thing is, I gotta make him kiss the button and other things.
I see.
Right?
See,
like, yeah. So I'd have to, like,
Diving?
Canoe slalom.
Canoe slalom.
See, like, oh, fuck.
Golf?
Golf, yes. I got him in golf.
All right, scroll down.
Couldn't get him in handball. Probably couldn't get him in hockey. Definitely couldn't get him in judo or karate. Marathon swimming, no. Modern pentathlon. Click modern pentathlon. Modern pentathlon. The overview. Okay, pointing at something. Shooting a gun. I bet I could. What is modern pentathlon?
I don't know.
It's horseback riding, running.
Scroll faster.
The essence of the sport. We'll just pick five different things. Keep going.
Yeah.
Shooting, I think I have a shot on shooting, like target shooting.
Wait, I was surprised with the swimming thing though. You don't think you could outswim him?
No,
because he's diving?
He's a water guy. Like, okay. He legit lives on the water.
Yeah.
Fishes, dives for lobster. Like, I Florida dudes, I've been away from the water so much that my confidence in the water is down. Like, mm-hmm. It really is down. Especially after that young lady died in that lake, I started going,
yeah,
like,
that was terrible.
That's a fucking thing. Tennis, yes.
Tennis, yes.
Yes, everyone I'll beat in tennis.
And everyone you'll beat in tennis.
I won't beat him in table tennis. See, that's something Warren probably did every day at Miami at 5
camp,
o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about weightlifting?
No.
What about wrestling?
Definitely beat him in triathlon.
You definitely beat him in triathlon.
I'm the only one that's done triathlon.
Definitely.
Definitely believe him in triathlon. Give him a run for his money in wrestling. Do you realize how quickly
he would kill you?
But see, the thing, yeah, like his hands, like this movement.
Yeah.
Like, I bet it happens so fast you don't see it.
You wouldn't really experience the pain until after.
It wouldn't be until later in the car.
It would be so fast that
when you're
like,
why does my ear hurt?
Well, no, you'd be like, how come I don't hear anything over here anymore?
I can't clear my ear. No, your jaw's broken. What? My jaw's broke?
Now you wouldn't know how to spell anymore.
Yeah. Interesting is that, you know, I'd love to see.
We should put together that challenge, like all the ones that Bert. Just so we can read this off to Warren later. Hey, Warren, hope everything's well with you. Just so you know, Bert thinks he could beat you in archery, badminton, canoe slalom, golf, tennis, a triathlon event, and give you a run for your money in wrestling. Is that hot?
It's very spicy.
It is?
Why fucking hot as shit? Why did we get this?
I don't know.
I wonder if he, that would be cool to see.
Get him a paper towel, please.
No, we're good. I'm not on this. It would be cool to see retired athletes go head to head.
I think they've done that.
What, really?
Yeah, there have been like shows
really
like that.
It's really spicy.
Really?
It's really fucking spicy.
Do you like it or no?
I actually like it a lot.
Wow.
But yeah, like, you think Warren has a sense of humor about that stuff? Like about, or do you think, like...
He just texted us.
Did he really?
Yeah. Here, I'll...
Do not say, hey, Bert thinks he's going to beat you at a bunch of events. That's not the way to get this podcast started. Oh, yeah, he did. Let me know.
Yeah, we'll give him a shot. I won't tell him that yet. I think it'd be better.
He's got to get to know me before he can understand my trash talk.
Oh, I think he actually has we were trash talking in that group text the other day, remember?
I don't read them.
Okay.
I don't read... I read the last one, and if it applies to me, I reply to that one. You ever read the ones from Joe where they're like All you see is just white, and your blue ones all the way up here, and you're like, I think we should switch topics.
Yeah, of course, big group one, yeah.
Here's my question. This peanut butter is actually really fucking good, but the work it took to get this peanut butter up and running is exhausting. Now, I would argue that Washington Carver, who created peanut butter, every time I thought about that, I thought he created this type of peanut butter. The peanut butter, you could do this and nothing happens.
Yeah.
He just created the one with fucking jizz all over the top of it.
Yeah.
And he was like...
Well, that's probably... this is processed in your hand.
Yeah, but I had always envisioned processed peanut butter.
Oh.
He created peanut butter. Wasn't even that good. Like, think about it for a second. Like, this peanut butter is good because fixing the fog, is this peanut butter? It's actually a really good peanut butter.
But
hold on.
Okay.
These are hippies that are trying to get back to the roots, and they some smoke and fire in it. But like, if you go to the store and just get peanut butter, like just healthy peanut butter, which is what George Washington Carver made. I'm not shitting on George Washington Carver, but I'm saying he made healthy peanut butter and then gave it out, and everyone's like, this is fucking good. He didn't even put jelly with it. He just gave you peanut butter, and they were like, okay. Does that make sense?
No.
It makes 100%. Hold on. Hear me out. By the way, what fucking raccoon opened this peanut butter?
I don't know.
This makes me not want to touch this peanut butter. This looks scary.
It looks like a talon went through the top. Like it's just.
It looks horrific.
Which one of you knuckleheads did that? Oh.
Well, never mind.
That makes sense.
But when you think about like, so I used to have a joke. One of my first jokes that I wrote was George Washington Carver created peanut butter, and he also could make a car combustible engine run off the peanut oil as well. His big mistake was that he introduced peanut butter and jellies first, and he was like, all right, guys, I'm going to pass these sandwiches out, and then I'm going to tell you all the cool stuff I can do on a peanut, and they're like, these are good, and he's like, hold on, that's just where we're starting. First, I can, they're like, what, do you have any milk? And he's like, hold on, guys, I have a lot of stuff I want to talk about. And they're like, no, these are really, really good, man. Do you make these all the time? He's like, it's just a sandwich, guys. They're just appetizers, okay? And they're like, have you ever put these on celery? He's like, stop, guys. I can cure the world with a peanut. That was like a joke, but it was never, I think someone ended up doing something like it. But it just dawned on me, he made shitty peanut butter.
Wait a minute.
Like, he didn't make the peanut butter we grew up on that is in Uncrustables.
But that's probably like 100 years after his invention or whatever.
My point is, how unimpressed would you have been with that peanut butter if you're like, oh, that's good, man.
I
need some water to wash it down. My mouth just has fucking paste all in it right now. There's no fucking flavor whatsoever. And there's no jelly. There's no honey. It's just peanut butter. Just, huh.
I think you would have been more impressed, actually. I think you'd have been like, you made that peanut thing into a paste? This is crazy, man. It tastes just like the little peanuts, but it's like a cream. I think you would have been more into it. Yeah, and it would be soaked in oil, but you wouldn't know about the processed Jif kind.
Well, because you would have gotten the oil. You have gotten the oil, and you'd be like, so what do I do with this oil? And you sipped it. And he goes, no. You got to take 30 minutes to blend it up. And he's like, what? And he's like, take a spoon and do this for 30 fucking minutes until you can turn it into a paste. You're like, this seems like a lot of work, George Washington Carver. He's like, wait till you see how I make an engine run. By the way, what else could George Washington Carver, I'm going to get canceled for this fucking conversation. What else could he make a peanut do? I mean, I'm breaking this plastic spoon. This one is actually, I got to give a shout out to Fixing the Fog. This is actually a really good peanut butter. Is that what he looked like? He was a good-looking man. Debonair, I might say. America's scientist. From his work at Tuskegee, Carver developed approximately 300 products made from peanuts. These include flour, paste, insulation paper, wallboard, wood stains, soap, shaving cream, skin lotion.
What's going on?
George Washington Carver made so many things out of peanut butter, but they're all like lotions, shaving creams, skin lotion, soap. I bet when he came walking around the corner, like, here comes George Carver. I smell peanut butter. he just fucking reeked of peanut butter everywhere.
Yeah.
Did you shave with that stuff? He's like, yeah, I shave with it. Like, is that it? He's like, no, use it as soap too.
Yeah, I take a bath with it. Yeah.
You just cover yourself in peanut butter. Yeah. He's like, pretty much. Did you grow up on a peanut farm? Peanut farm, I grew up.
You're feeling sick? You should eat some peanuts. Feel better.
This is my impression of everyone invited. With George Washington Carver hasn't come to the dinner party yet, right? Do not bring up peanuts. Goes crazy for peanuts. Whatever you do, stay away from the subject of peanuts. Oh, hey George, how you doing? Nothing. All right. My point is, this peanut butter is so much better than the old school peanut butter. Not this actual one's actually really good, but like the kind you get is just so flavorless.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have? Is your favorite only the processed kind then?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I said, hey, make me a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and you brought back natural peanut butter,
yeah,
I'd be like, oh, you homeschooled?
Oh, right. What is your preference for the big brand processed ones?
Jif. It's got to be Jif, right?
Skippy, and then the Peter.
Jif. I've always a Jif guy.
And Peter Pan, right? Skippy? No. Skippy
Peter... and. I don't like cross promotion. I don't like that shit. You're selling me on some stuff I believed as a kid. Just
don't put that in there.
Why?
Because I could see you're about to do it.
No, I wasn't. But don't, I was gonna do it.
Don't.
Why?
It'll
why?
Fuck that one all up. Don't do
why,
that.
Why? Hold on. Why do you think this would fuck this one up as opposed to make this one better?
Just get a different fork.
What if? Hold on. Why are you married to these people? Are you gonna take these home? What if I cut half of this with this? And really made it something special.
I don't think it's gonna be good.
Okay. Hey, do you have any bread? Do we have something to try it on? I guarantee you, if you put half Jif in here, mm-hmm. It would blow your fucking mind.
You guarantee that?
I guarantee it. It's like putting coconut. It's like putting.
No, get more a fork. Get a fork. A couple of plates.
Some bread. It's like putting coconut milk in curry. It just makes it better.
Yeah.
If you put coconut milk in anything. Is fucking better. I remember when they first started doing those, when I first met Rogan and everyone was doing the almond milk shakes.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to Duncan, I was like, these are fucking awesome. He's like, I know, right? And then I heard Joe go, you guys are using unsweetened, right? And Duncan and I weren't. And I was like, was there a difference? He's like, check the calories. And it was like 340 calories per cup. And you're like, oh, no wonder I like them. They're filled with fucking sugar. But yeah, I guarantee you, if we cut, you'll see. We'll do a taste test. What do you say about that, huh?
Yeah, let's do a taste test.
Let's do a taste test. Do we have a plate and some pretzels? I like it. Okay, thank you. And I feel like now I'm getting phased out of the Fitvine. It's not going to like this. Here we go. Put you up here, Fitvine. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, okay? I feel like I don't have enough product for this experiment. No. Good call. We'll use the top of this.
Oh, I wasn't planning on that. I think he's getting plates right now.
Are you getting plates enough? Yeah. Hey, did you see the text I sent him the other day and called him Nasal?
No.
I was like, hey, Nasal. It was like, spell check. I was like, my spell check's fucking anti-Semitic.
Okay.
By the way, there are people watching this going, I already know where this is going to go. Which it's going to be fucking amazing.
Really?
All right, so here's just raw dog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's raw dog.
Okay.
Here is Jif.
Okay.
Now, I want you to... I feel like I'm going to knock something over. Here is... Jif... plus Raw Dog. I guess I should say the name of their product. Not Fog.
Fix and Fog.
Yeah.
And you're going to stir those together?
Yeah.
You think that's going to be really good?
Oh, this is going to be fucking phenomenal. Because you know what? It's got all the health of Fix and Fog, but all the enjoyment of Jif. This does look like I'm playing with shit, doesn't it? Okay, so let's try a little taste test, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to start with Fix and Fog, which is a real... You don't need to... You can just use one of these for Fix and Fog.
All right.
but I've already done it, so I'll eat this one. Fixin' Fog, a little spicy. Don't do it too big of a bite, because then we won't be talking.
Okay.
A little good, but it's natural peanut butter. So you're missing a lot of those natural processed sugars, right? Nice, because it's got a smoky hint.
Yeah.
But, no. Let's go Jif. Old school Jif. See, okay. The thing about Jif, right?
Yeah.
Big hunk of it, because it's processed.
Right.
You can really get a fucking dick load of it. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's got sugars in it.
It's Jif.
Yeah. And by the way, this all leads into our Fitvine sponsor. Less sugar, tannins. All right, ready?
Oh, hold on, hold on.
Peanut butter and wine are really good.
Yeah.
It pairs nicely with the Pinot Noir.
It does. Okay, so that Jif was good.
All right, now.
Now.
Take a look at my eyes. Oh, shit. Look at this. Look at the more I could put on because of the processedness.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'll take a first bite, and then you look into my eyes.
Okay. That's the way to go.
You're going to like what I got you into. That is really fucking good. It's got the subtlety of the hint and the heat, but it's got like the processedness and the sugars with the. You like it? You like it?
Pretty good.
I told you, yeah. I told you. Yeah. This is why you need me as a best friend.
It's pretty good.
We just solve a mystery together. I bet if we... That's really fucking good, right? Because it's not overwhelmingly processed, but it's got the natural shit of this, but it's got the processedness.
Yeah. Have you done this before?
No, I've never done this. I just came up with this today. I looked at this, and it just looked good because it said smoke and heat. So you got the heat of this, like the bite on the back of the tongue.
Yeah.
But you can get a lot of it in your mouth because of the processedness.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with processedness.
I wish George Washington Carver had thought of this.
By the way.
The fuck was he thinking?
If I go into a time machine right now, if I get sucked into a time machine, and all of a sudden I'm in George Washington Carver's pitch meeting, and I'm like, hold on. George, give me some of your soap. I'm sure what I'm saying is sacrilege in today's culture, even mocking George Washington Carver at all.
Yeah.
But it's not, but he's just a person. I'd make fun of... Let's do it to Einstein. Maybe not a Jewish guy, but maybe let's. Let's play a game. You ready to play a game?
Okay.
Guys, in the back, I want you to pull up a list of presidents' names, and I want you to make up names of would-be presidents versus real presidents, the ones we don't know.
Who do we not know?
I would say half of them.
You think we know half? There's only been 45.
I bet. All right, let's see who can name the most presidents. Okay?
Okay.
Let's go back and first one to tap out.
Okay.
You guys got a list of the presidents up? Guys, I want you to play along at home. Okay? Oh, this will be like a viral clip. Oh, guys, this is about to go viral. I want you to play at home. This is Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura from Two Bears, One Cave listing American presidents, and then we'll do Korean, North Korean presidents.
Yeah, I don't know that many presidents.
I can name all North Korean presidents.
Well, no, I'm saying, yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. You're right. I don't know that many U.S. presidents.
Yeah, okay, let's start. Here we go. I'm going to start it off, okay?
Okay.
Barack Obama.
George Washington.
Abraham Lincoln.
George H.W. Bush.
His... dad or his son? The other one. Whichever one you said, George W. Bush.
Okay.
Is that it? George Walker?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Harry Truman.
FDR.
Richard Nixon.
Ronald Reagan.
Gerald Ford.
Jimmy Carter. He's a peanut farmer.
Okay. James Madison, was he a president?
Sounds like it. Ooh, Andrew Jackson.
Well, yeah. Was I right, though?
Yeah, yep. James Madison was the president.
Yes.
James Madison in Wisconsin.
Oh. I'm guessing. Donald Trump.
God damn it. I was holding on to that one. I was afraid you were going to not say it.
Grover Cleveland.
Oh, Lyndon Johnson.
John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty much done.
There's got think, let's think, right? So George Washington was first. Who's number two?
I don't know.
His son?
No.
I'm kidding.
Brimley?
Okay, hold on. So we're at, how many did we list?
I don't know, like 10?
10? 10 each?
No.
10 total?
No, we did not list in more than 10.
Oh, he's not been counting.
Yeah, I've just been cross-referencing it with this list.
Oh. So do you have the names we didn't list?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the list. There's a bunch of names you didn't say.
Yeah.
Are there any obvious ones?
You guys said Gerald Ford, right?
Gerald Ford?
Yeah. Did you guys say Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, we said Ronald Reagan.
No.
Hang on, hang on. Stop. Let's think. After Truman was...
Truman was what?
married. All right.
I think we're done with this game.
Zachary Taylor?
Okay.
Okay, so now here's what I'd like you to do. Take a list of the names that we didn't name, okay? And I want you to come up with names that are similar. I'm fucking, there are a bunch of wigs in there that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of wigs. And I want you to take a look at the names that we didn't name. And then I want you to come up with names that are semi-similar, okay? Meaning, take a look at their vice president. Take a look at a name that we would might also recognize. And then I want you to give us both names, and we've got to decide if that was an American president or not an American president. Meaning, so you name a name that is either an American president or not, and then we're going to go, that guy was never president, or that guy was our president.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can show you how to do it if you want to. Like, say if Zachary Taylor is one I just...
All right, here's a good one. Is this guy a president or not a president? Franklin Pierce.
Who?
Franklin Pierce.
No.
Wrong. He is a president.
He was a president?
Whoa.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but 14th
he probably
president.
Was a horrible dude. Cancel him. Keep going. Do you think that they're doing cancel culture just because they don't want to learn history?
Probably. Who else you got?
Rutherford B. Smith.
Yes.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Ooh, Bert got it. Yeah.
Bam. Yeah. Isla was... had fucking been teaching Isla at home lately. Keep going.
James Harrison.
I think he was a defensive back for the Steelers.
He was a outside linebacker and a, like defensive.
James Harrison. This is Nadav. You're doing really good on this. You're doing really really good on this
because the James is correct.
The
right?
James is right.
Yeah.
Well, the Harrison sounds right. Right.
Yeah, it does. That's why it's a good one. But,
yeah.
But it's not accurate.
Dude, oh, this is a fun game. Come up with
but
president's
names. It's not accurate. It's not.
It's not. He's not a president.
Correct.
All right.
That was Benjamin Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison?
Mm-hmm.
What about Benjamin Franklin? Was he not a president?
No, he never was a president.
Wait, why is he on $100? I thought that was only...
Because he discovered lightning.
Because he discovered lightning?
He caught lightning in a bottle, right? He put a key on a kite and was like, hey, got it.
And they're like, here's a $100 bill?
They're like, hey, that's fucking amazing. Do it again. He's like, do it again, but you got to put me on money. And they're like, okay. He was like the first shell game. All right, give us another name. And by the way, how many do we have left that we didn't name?
I mean, north of 30? Like, there's a lot you guys didn't say.
Yeah, that makes sense. I thought we named all the 20th century.
Who's our smartest friend?
Who's our smartest friend?
Who's our smartest friend? Who's someone that
you know? You know who would definitely know?
Who?
Kevin Christie.
You think?
I think he's a smart guy.
Call Kevin Christie. Tell him as quick as he can, list off as many presidents as he can.
Okay.
If he gets one out of our group, then he wins.
Let's see.
This is a fun game. Let's do more smart guy stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin. We're doing Two Bears, One Cave right now.
Okay.
Bert said, like, who are, like, some of our smartest friends? And I go, I think Kevin's really smart. So,
that's very sweet.
Well, prove it.
Well, here's the criteria we're going with. Like, can you name, are you good with history in that you can name a bunch of U.S. presidents?
I could name a handful, I think.
How many? Okay. How many do you think you could name, Kevin?
Over 10, 15, I think.
I think, all right, we're pretty settled, obviously, on the 20th century.
Let's go. Let's just go. Just name them off. Name them off, Kevin.
Okay, okay.
Start naming them off. We got them. Ready? Go.
Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln.
Hold on, slower.
Oh.
I'm putting those
he
all
said,
in one
he
name.
Said, he said Washington, Lincoln,
Jefferson,
Taft. We didn't.
Taft!
Yeah.
I'm not going in order.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, my God.
Ulysses S. Grant was a president?
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
Both Bushes. Yes. Clinton, unfortunately.
Clinton!
Oh, my God.
Clinton!
We never named Clinton. We never named Clinton. How the fuck did we forget Clinton? Okay.
Keep going.
Hoover.
Hoover!
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Hooverville.
J. Edgar?
Not J. Edgar Hoover. He's the FBI director.
Oh, J. Edgar
Hoover
was the FBI guy.
Jesus.
Fucking Jesus.
God,
Lincoln, tell me you got Lincoln.
Yeah. We got Lincoln.
Oh, we got Lincoln?
Yeah.
He's very important.
Nah. Kind of backfired. What else you got?
Nixon.
Yeah.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan. We said the Bushes.
Yeah.
Who was before Nixon? Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was before Kennedy? Eisenhower.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Tom.
I thought we had this 20th century down. You know what's crazy is that I was a history major, and one of my theses was in the history of U.S. presidents.
Are you serious?
No.
Yeah, that sounds, you sold that pretty well, but it sounds suspect just on a factual basis.
Well, we already did all their first ladies' names.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
was Tifty, Bunny, Zappy,
Lady
Hillary,
Lady Bird, Hadley,
Lady Bird,
yes.
Coochie McGee, Mouthy.
Anybody else? Can you think of anyone else?
Who was before Eisenhower?
Well, we did, right? We had.
It was Tipper Canoe.
We had Truman. We had.
Truman.
Yeah.
FDR.
FDR, we did him.
Yeah, you had the Roosevelts.
Yeah. I can't think of anyone else.
God, that was already so much better than us.
Yeah, it was really good. Do you read books, Kevin?
I do read books.
Yeah, see,
like,
I told
what's
you.
A book you're reading right now?
You know that movie Spotlight?
Sounds like...
A book that, there's a movie Spotlight that's about the investigation of the Archdiocese in Boston.
Yes. Yes, I did see that.
I love that movie, so I'm reading the book.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Based on all the articles.
They keep trying to bring us down as Catholics, but I'm... You
listen,
know.
You have a checkered past.
Oh man, we didn't do anything. I didn't do anything wrong.
A lot of things.
And we didn't do anything wrong.
Sweet, is the book hotter than the movie?
Bert wants to know if
the movie's great. I've watched the movie like 20 times in quarantine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a fucking weird. That's a weird pick me up, Kevin.
It is an odd pick, but it's such a good movie. The writing is so good. And the guy who wrote it was on The Wire, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. That is
the writer director.
Yeah.
You got us, Kevin.
Yeah, you got us, man. I think I'm glad I made this call.
Thanks. Now we know who our smart friend on this show is.
Yeah, whenever we want smart stuff, you're our first call.
Whenever we need a black guy, we call Russell Peters. Whenever we need a smart guy, we're calling you.
Don't overlook David Taylor.
David Taylor, very smart, too.
Oh, yeah.
He would crush me in the presidents. He would for sure have more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm smelling a segment.
What's the segment?
A nerd off.
A nerd off?
A nerd off. Scholastic Bowl.
Tom and I will be the meathead friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to communicate to your answers to us via like
a cheat.
A cheat.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this idea.
Okay.
I love this.
And then whoever wins, you just call us pussies.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, good
no, I
job.
Like this idea.
Good job, pussy. And then we throw a milkshake at your head, and then that segment's over.
Yeah, the winner. It's too bad you won, you loser. And then you just throw something at us.
Yeah.
I like this idea. I like this idea.
It's really
cool. Like, it's like a mathlete, but me and David Taylor versus you and Kevin.
Yeah.
And they have the answers, but they've got to figure out a way to communicate them to us in a non-traditional sense of communication.
Okay.
It's like password.
Yeah, it's like password, but we're like we're blindfolded and they've got to do it through our bodies. All
there
right.
There should be a way for guys like you to be able to be allowed to still ethically bully people like me. We're like you pay us. We're like, you know, sex workers, but for you to be like shut up, fucking coward, and push us on the ground like we allow it so you can get that out of your system.
Yeah. I like that idea a lot. See, this is turning into something better.
Jesus, Kevin, you got a ton of ideas.
Where, like, you get to put on your Letterman jacket, like, it still fits at this point. But I walk down, like, a fake hallway.
Yeah.
We're actually doing really good on our diets.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
we're not mixing peanut butters to figure out the best combination. Hey, what do you know about George Washington Carver?
Nothing.
Ooh.
Well, looks like there's a new nerd in town.
Yeah, here's the thing. I would never profess to be a genuine smart person.
Really?
Not really. No.
I think people walk away from talking to you feeling like you're pretty smart, man.
Most of our friends are idiots.
That's probably true, too.
I think that's it. You're right.
Yeah.
It's not hard to look like a good swimmer in a pool full of drowning people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the tallest man in a village full of tiny people.
There you go.
It's like the guy with the biggest head in a room full of small-headed people.
That's not an analogy that people make.
It's like a guy with a ton of ears with everyone with no ears.
What? Okay. All right.
We just keep doing this.
Yeah.
It's like a guy with a bottle opener when no one's got a bottle opener.
It's like a guy who's got six hands and no one's got hands.
There you have it.
There you go. I got it. All right. Kevin, thank you for answering. I appreciate the intel.
Thank you, Kevin.
No problem.
We'll talk to you later, man. Bye.
We really screwed the fucking pooch on that.
I can't believe how many, like all the, when he started to say it, I was like, yeah, of course, Tav, Grant, of course.
I didn't know Ulysses S. Grant was, I thought he was just a soldier.
I've been to his fucking house.
Is this another Jennifer Aniston story?
No, like, no, I mean Grant's farm, you know, St. Louis.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Is he from St. Louis?
Yeah, he's from Missouri, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've been to Grant's farm. I'm like, what the fuck is
wrong
with it?
It's amazing all the shit we don't know, you know?
I mean, I think we should have known that.
Yeah, but... can I tell you what's wrong with intelligence?
Yes. Yes, this I'm ready
I've tried
for
to work this out. Is that...
Working it out now.
I'm trying, because it is a real theory. It's my problem with... It's what happened with Nick Cannon. We kind of picked on it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that if you're an unintelligent person
mm-hmm.
and you read a book... You are still going to process that information like a stupid person would.
Oh.
So, like, you're just getting more information to turn stupid. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, I'll give you an example. So, say you're a dumb person, right?
Okay.
And you read the book Empire of the Rising Moon. I think that's the name of it. It's a book Rogan recommended. If you're a dumb person, you're going to read that and you're going to read it as a dumb person and process your information as a moron and then translate it as a moron. Like you're not going to, just because you read it doesn't make you smart.
Right.
You're still stupid. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying.
Like I'm trying to say like,
but
I'm going to use Nick Cannon as an example because he's already out there, but like he read a couple books about Muhammad. And didn't read the love and good shit. He just read negative shit. Like, he just saw... He processed it in a dumb person's way.
Muhammad?
Like, well, I don't know.
The prophet?
I don't even know. By the way, this is why I shouldn't even be talking about this. Because I don't even know the fucking book he read. But like, if you read a book and you're a moron...
Yeah.
The Bible. perfect example. How many people read the Bible and are morons and then go, oh, that means no butt fucking? You're like, that's not the point the book's about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And you're like, no, you should read the Bible and then go, oh, love one another, and then process it as an adult and go, don't kill anyone. Don't fucking try to fuck your neighbor's wife. But like, also, you got to get ahead in business. Like, and look, you're not going to get that way by fucking canceling gays and holding signs because, thank God, hates facts.
I think I get what you're saying, which is like, if you are...
Just because you read doesn't make you smart. It just makes you more dumb with more information.
You're more informed, but still stupid.
Still stupid.
Yeah.
So don't fucking read if you're stupid.
Well,
don't read if you're stupid. If you're stupid, just stay away from books.
I mean,
How's this? Say you're stupid. Say you're stupid, but you're really good with your hands, right?
Yeah.
And then you're sitting in your garage one day, and you're all your buddies around, you're popping tops. Someone passes around a joint, and they're like, hey, man, you read this book, The Illuminati? And you're like, I don't really read. And they're like, but this is the book you should read. I'm like, all right. And next thing you know, like, God damn it, they killed Tupac. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, he had a band called The Illuminati. Same.
Yeah.
It's like, don't give dumb people access to become intelligent.
Well, I think, I mean.
By the way, this is everything I do is skewed in a comedy sense. So I'm trying to come up with an idea that is at one point funny, but there is truth behind every idea. Go for it, Tom.
Well, I think a lot of what you're talking about is like taking in information in sound bites, like people watching a news segment and then thinking they're fully informed. This is kind of like that Dunning-Kruger, you know, is really what, almost what you're speaking about.
People, I don't know what you just said.
Dunning-Kruger is like the idea that someone's an expert when they know just like they've read a headline, an article, and all of a sudden, they, you know, they're now an expert in that field. Like, it's basically a phenomenon that's happening more so in the era of reading less. So it's people are consuming things like, you know, a blurb, a headline, a social media post, and then they're like, I know everything about that topic now.
Got it.
Whereas I think you could make the argument that if somebody were to really consume books where you're actually having to devote yourself to consuming, you know, 300 plus pages of something, and that's one, and then, you know, then you read your next book and your next book, you might over a period of time become an expert in the thing you're actually reading if you're putting in that type of time to read it to actually fully grasp the topic. Well, the thing is, you're not really becoming an expert if you see a news segment or you read one article and you're like, I got that subject down now.
I'll tell you where this comes from. We were talking about this before this started, right?
Yeah.
And I'm reading that book, Flyboys, about the war in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so stupid.
Which is crazy that you're reading a book.
At all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
By the way, at all. Especially a book that isn't like, there's pictures in it, but like, it's super thick and they're big pages.
You did say, it was funny when you started telling me that you go to the Japans.
I did say that?
Yeah.
I'm not. See, that's a perfect example. It's like, there was a point where I was explaining to Leanne what I'm reading, and she said, hey, you got to be really careful with this information because this was 200 years ago and you feel like it's happening yesterday. And I was like, oh yeah, you're right. Like, I'm reading this stuff about how Japan behaved in the Russo-Japan War and in the rape of China, and I'm going like, all right, that's not Japanese people today. But you also go, I bet there are people that read that book and go, that's why I don't like them, you know?
Yeah.
And you go, well, then stupid people shouldn't read that book.
Oh, I see.
Like, okay. When I started reading the book, I'm the kind of person that when you open a book and it says preface, you go, skip these 8 pages, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes those are important.
Yeah.
I don't know one person that goes, oh, the preface, right?
Right.
And so I started reading the preface and I was like, oh, this is actually a pretty interesting preface. And then I start reading the first chapter. The first words of this book, Tom, is, in order to tell the story properly, we've got to go back 200 years. And my brain went, are you fucking kidding me? Start with the fucking story. Like, I got really upset.
Yeah. Did you skip it?
No, I start reading it, and it's amazing. It is amazing because I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know anything about any of this.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about...
So the book is about... What's the book called?
It's called Flyboys. It's about... By the way, I don't even really know what it's about yet because a bookstore sent it to me because I do these unboxings on my on my Instagram stories, mm-hmm. where I, if you send me stuff to my PO box, 707 North Hollywood 916-91603, I think it is. Mm-hmm. If you send it to me, I'll open it. And if you have a business, I try to promote it. And,
yeah.
And it's just,
we do
it's
an
just,
unboxing thing, yeah. too. Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun. You get some cool shit sometimes. It's where I get all my minor league hats.
Somebody...
This is, so a bookstore goes, yo, we're a local bookstore. We're open. People don't know that. Would you put this on your thing? So I put it up on my thing, and they sent me this book. Bill Bird read it, and he was like, you should really read it. Bill recommended it. Man.
He reads too?
That's what I said. Well, I think it's because it's about planes.
Oh.
And so... It's such a great book that I have never in my life read a book where you, like, I didn't buy the audiobook, so I go, I want to read it. I'm enjoying reading it because yeah. it's just filled with fucking information. I didn't know that Japan, I knew Japan was an island, but I didn't know that that meant that no one left and no one got on.
Hmm.
So Japan is so, in a weird way, like, ethnically Japan.
Yeah.
That there is a, it's and so like stuff like that.
Very homogenous society.
Yeah. And they had a period of peace for 200 years. But like my brain processes that. And I was like, yeah, because there's no fucking white people there. Like, but then I'm like, oh, don't say that, Bert. Just read. Just read. Like in order to process information and not say horrible shit. You know what they call gaijin is what they call white people? I think. By the way, see, I don't even know the information I read, and I'm repeating it,
yeah.
and it's not even correct.
I don't. It's almost like the story.
Gaijin. No. I think it's called Gaijin. It's Gaijin. Like, Gaijin.
It's almost like the thing you're trying to say is that that you shouldn't read books.
By the way, I don't know that it helps.
Reading?
Yeah.
No, but you're thinking about things, you're learning things, you're talking about things.
I think what that's... I do, like I read a what's the guy that wrote the book with the Camel cigarettes on the front with this, you know?
What?
Camel cigarettes on the front.
The guy that read the book?
He wrote the book with the Camel cigarettes on the front. Really popular writer. Everyone loves the guy. Camel cigarettes on it. Still Life in a Woodpecker.
The fuck?
Still Life with a Woodpecker. You didn't read Tom Robbins? I'm a big Tom Robbins fan. You never read this book?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh. See, my brain read this book, and then I can't tell you what this book's about. I couldn't tell you. Do me a favor. Give me two synopsises of two Tom Robbins books, and I've read a couple. I'll tell you which one. I couldn't tell you. I'll be honest. I'll tell you which one I think it is. Can I tell you what my takeaway from Tom Robbins' books is?
Yeah.
That one book was that no one asked dolphins to grow up.
No one asks dolphins to grow up?
No one asks dolphins to grow up. My whole time I read that book, all I thought was, I'm a fucking dolphin. Everyone's asking me to grow up and be more mature, but I'm a fucking dolphin. I like to jump out of the water. I like to fucking run around. I'll come up to your boat and be like, that's all my only takeaway from that book. The whole time I read it, I was like, and here they are asking a dolphin to fucking put a shirt on.
Is that what the book is about?
I could not tell you what that book's about.
Does the book ever say the word dolphin?
I have. Can you type in Still Life of the Woodpecker? Leanne's read the book. Still Life of the Woodpecker, dolphin, and see if anything comes up. And sometimes I'll read a book and I'll just go, I'll grab one thing out of it, and the whole book I'll fixate on that one thing.
You have so many tabs open, it's giving me anxiety.
What does it say? Quote by Tom Robbins. Humans have evolved to their... You getting anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they seldom grow up. Dolphins, right there.
Where?
Right there.
Yeah, and so the whole time, that's the whole book, I don't know what that book's about, but that one quote is stuck the only thing you. I remember that, from that
yeah,
whole
book.
Yeah,
but that's great then, because that gives you, like, it made you feel a certain way. It changed your perspective in a certain way.
What's your favorite book you've ever read? Okay, how about this? Ready?
Yeah.
Favorite book, favorite movie, favorite artist, like hip-hop or what, like music or whatever.
Okay.
Go. Whatever comes ahead first.
I know. I'm trying to think of like a favorite book. I don't know that I have a book where I'm like, man.
What's one that you read that was really good?
Well, there's different ones for different reasons, right? Like, you know, I remember like the first time I read like the Four Agreements, where I was like, wow, I felt like so inspired by it. Like, the fact that he broke down these simple things, you know, same thing like the War of Art, not the Art of War, the War of Art, same thing.
The War of Art's a silver book?
Yeah, that's...
I've read that. That's a badass
like,
book.
So those are like more like life, you know, motivating kind of stories.
Yeah, how many people read The Secret and fucked them up?
Do you remember? I didn't read that.
No, yeah, because remember we were together when The Secret came out?
Yeah.
And we were talking about it, And we're like, seems ridiculous.
Yeah, I kept hearing people summarize it, and I was like, I don't need to read that. I don't know. The other one's effective.
I do that with a lot of books.
But, like, you're a big Catcher in the Rye fan, right?
I read it because I thought it was a baseball book. I'm being dead fucking serious. I was. Yeah. You don't read it when you're an adult. You read it when you're a child.
Yeah.
And I was like, Catcher in the Rye. I'm a catcher. I'll do it. Let's do it. And I started reading it, and I'm like, when are they going to play baseball? And they never play baseball. And I was like, I don't remember anything about that movie or about that book at all. I don't remember anything about that book. Holden Caulfield's his name.
Yeah. I remember reading it, I think, freshman year.
His brother killed himself or something?
I don't remember. I haven't read it in a long time.
Okay. I'm going to go first, and then I want you to go. Top 10 books I've ever read. Here we go.
Top 10?
I'm going to do 10 books. Top 10 books. Let me just rephrase that. 10 books I've read. 10 books I've read that I can recall. Okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna go from like closing the book where you're like, God, one more of those. Okay. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely read that. Did you read it?
No.
Oh, I think it was good. I can't tell you if it was good. It was just one of those books. That
I
you
read Postman Bukowski.
I never read any
or
Bukowski.
Post Office. What's it called? Close some of those tabs or I'm going to come in there.
Close some of those tabs.
I mean, come on. All right. Is it called Post Office or I read that Bukowski? Yeah.
Post that, Office? I read what was that about?
He worked at the post office and he wrote like in the most crude, direct, and I don't know, just very like.
I've never read one of unique, his books. Is that a good book?
Oh, yeah, man. You've never read any Bukowski?
I've never read any.
Yeah, I remember when I started dating Christina.
She fucking read like a nerd.
Oh, she's got hundreds of books.
See, would you ever marry a woman that didn't read? That was like, books are stupid.
You'd no. Be
like, yeah, right? But we're that guy, and they married us. Like, we'll fix him.
Yeah. So she gave me this. She had like philosophy books, but she was like, oh, when she was reading some book about like some philosopher was like, you know, I piss in an egg and eat the egg cunt or something. And I started laughing. And she's like, I think you'd like Bukowski. And I was like... And I was like, give me. And I devoured like three of his books.
So Post Office is the best?
That's his most well-known one, if I remember correctly.
All right, going on Amazon, buying it right now.
Okay.
All right. Because he was an alcoholic, right?
Yes. Like hardcore.
Like worse. Like I think I'd get along with him. All right. Okay. That was then, this is now. You know that one?
No.
I think it's by S.E. Hinton, The Outsiders. These are all books I read when I was young that I was like, I'm going to get into reading. Mm-hmm. The Firm. Everyone read The Firm in college.
Yeah, I think I was, because I'm little younger than you. I think the one that like was more of the explosion was for me was right after college, I feel like, is when the Dan Brown one. What was his big one?
Oh, the fucking...
Yeah.
I know the one.
Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code. I read the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, yes.
I love when those books come out. I love when a book like that comes out.
That one, I feel like, transcended every social, you know, group and demographic. That was like a worldwide phenomenon, you know?
More like that. Like, hey, writers, can you just do more shit like that? Like, where you're like, hey, like, this, everyone's going to like this shit.
Yeah, that was very much like a broad, and like, some people are, I know, super... critical of his writing style.
Yeah,
you
stop
know.
With that. No more of that. Like, how about this? Since we're doing like a cultural cleansing in our country, let's clean up with these fucking authors. No more shit that no one can read. No more shit where you just got to go like, I'm lost. I got to read that paragraph over again.
Yeah.
Let's do light, easy stuff.
Dan Brown,
home run. James Patterson, home run.
Yeah.
Guy who wrote The Firm, Grissom, home run.
Yeah, he does those. Yeah.
And if you want to be an alcoholic and write The Post Office, home run.
What was the fucking Jurassic Park guy?
Home run.
Tall.
Crichton. Michael Crichton.
Yeah.
Home run. Yeah. What are we doing with thoughts? I'm reading this book about breathing. And I've told this like a number of times. I'm still reading this book. It's really hard to read about breathing.
Why?
It's just a lot of breathing. You just end up breathing a lot, and then you start having a panic attack.
And you just fall asleep.
So you end up, it's like reading a book about closing your sphincter. You'll end up closing your sphincter a lot.
Yeah.
But if you read a book about breathing, you just end up going. Am I doing it right? Yeah. Like it's a little too much. It's meta. I don't even know that. But
I read recently.
Fucking 10 minutes to kill this bottle, Tommy.
All right. I read The Subtle Art.
Drink responsibly. I didn't mean it like that.
I read The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, and I also read the Coddling of the
American Mind.
Yeah, I read that.
See, do you count listening to a book as reading it at a dinner party if you say it out loud? If I go, I read a book, and you go, did you read it? And you're like, I listened to it.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Right, because yeah. Then how are you going to, like, I drive a lot. These are the books I've listened to recently, okay?
Okay.
Empire of the Summer Moon, White Fragility, Brief, Breath.
Or Breathe?
I said Brief. The Bitcoin Standard, Splendid Vial,
yeah.
Guns, Germs, and Steel.
I read that book.
Yeah.
Guns, Germs, and Steel is phenomenal. That's Diamond?
Yeah, but that kind of like, can I be honest? Like,
what?
That's a book that I go, you shouldn't read if you're not intelligent. Right?
Because
It kind of throws up a little bit of like, sometimes it throws up like eugenics a little bit, right? They're like, this is why Africa hadn't done anything.
Well,
and you're like,
yeah.
Like, hold on. I don't know if morons should be reading that.
Well, the way that you summarized it is not...
It kind of is. I mean, like, well, no, okay, you're 100% right. But that's a moron telling you what he read.
Okay.
And that's why I say, and by the way, I'm smart enough to know, don't try to quote that book and empathetic. I don't know if I'm smart enough, but I'm empathetic enough to know that that's not what I read per se, but you could read that into that, right?
Yeah, if you wanted to like really misanalyze and kind of skim over stuff, you could, I guess, summarize it that way.
What am I saying, though, in that? Because know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're saying, because essentially what Guns, Germs, and Steel is telling you is like, I mean, even I'm, you know, doing a poor summary of it, but it's like...
another example of why...
Well, it's like, it's saying like, you know, why does it work this way? Why are the powers where they are? Why are the places that didn't evolve... into the modern times, and why are they still poor? Why is it have and have not? And this guy's giving you like a history lesson. I haven't read the book in a few years, but he's sort of saying, you know, like, well, you know, when these guys, when these crops started to grow in these regions, you could start growing this food and feeding people. And by not having to hunt for food, that's just one of the things I remember from the book, by those people not having to like spend their day trying to find something to kill and eat, by just being able to grow, then your smarter people in this group can start developing other things like industry, science, innovate, because they're not, the whole group is not like, all we have to do is find food all day. Like that's our only mission. So then you have like your most brilliant minds, instead of innovating, developing,
or being worried about tigers,
they're so like
that was part of it too, right? Is that they couldn't have cattle in Africa because of tigers.
I don't even remember. Like I said, it's been a long time. But then, you know, like, so when you have that group that was able to harvest and grow crops because just by the luck of their location, the location that it has the right amount of sun and rain and whatever, then that lets them all of a sudden progress at a much more rapid rate, right? So that's one example. And he talks about, you know, of course, how weapons evolve, allow you to dominate another group of people.
It's crazy.
It's a fascinating book.
In the Flyboys, they were saying that one of Japan's feelings was, how come only white people are conquering everybody? It's the Dutch, it's the British, it's the Americans. Like America conquers all of Mexico, meaning California, all of Mexico. And then Japan's like, why can't we do it? Because we're not white? Watch this. And then they go through Asia and go, we will dominate here. And then white people showed up and they're like, that's what we do. By the way, this isn't even really what I read, I think.
I don't think it's what you read.
Like, because I surmise it in a way where it adds to my, like, me telling a story or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I don't think dumb people should read.
It's a good argument.
You should have to get... Just like a gun, you should have to pass a test to get a book. Like, you should have to go and they go, hey, here's a, do you want a book? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, well, we got pornography right there. And they're like, oh, wait, where? And you're like, never mind.
Yeah,
you're good.
You're good.
Like, let's come up with a book test you'd have to get a book.
Okay.
Okay. Like, what would be a good book test? Like, just like a gun, where they're like, "Hey, we need you to answer."
Hold on. I'm remembering other books I've read.
Oh yeah. We never even finished this game.
I know, because I'm going through this list now.
Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Read that.
I didn't read that. I read Tribes.
What's that?
That was by Tribes. I think this is the book where he writes about how you basically, if you can get, I think the number was 1,000 people, you have a tribe, and like you can what?
But this is exactly what I'm talking about.
I know, our summary. I read that a while ago.
Yeah, I know, but that information stays in your head.
Yeah.
And the way you morph it out, if you can get like 1,000 people.
Yeah, then you have a tribe.
Like I said, I said to Leanne, we were talking about, wait, was I just doing it to you, Nadav? I go, I was talking to someone the other day and he said he could do 3,000 squats, and Nadav goes, 3,000? I go, pretty sure that's what he said. And he goes, 3,000? I went, 300? And he goes, sounds more like it. Like, if you don't have someone to call you on your bullshit and say you're the smartest moron, then you can start a fucking, you can start a cult.
Yeah.
That is a movie, The Smartest Moron. The Smartest Moron. And he just gathers his morons.
I had a development deal for, this is a few years ago, about a doctor who graduated last in his class.
So he was, I remember like, this and that. Do you remember how hard I laughed when you told me about it?
My agents fucked it up so bad.
Do you remember how hard I laughed when we were on the phone and you said, I have a development deal? And I said, oh, cool. What's it about? And you said, I play a doctor. And I cried.
Oh, yes, I do remember. You remember that? You laughed
I
so
cried
hard. And I was
laughing.
Like, I didn't even finish.
And you're like, I haven't even told you. I go, I don't need to hear it. I got it. And you went, what? And I said, no. You're not a good doctor. You go, I'm the worst. And I went, oh, no, I got it, Tom. I could not stop laughing. I told everyone about how great that was going to be.
Man.
I would tell that on stage.
And
I would tell it on stage, Tom.
Funny.
I would go, you know the hardest I laughed? Like the next weekend, I was on the road. And I said, you know when I hear the funniest thing? I go, Tom's doing a TV show. And he plays a doctor. And the place would fall out laughing. And they're like, he's a doctor? And I was like, that's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. BJ Porter.
BJ Porter. Who's that?
He wrote it with me. It was so
funny.
Is
he the guy from The Office?
No, that's BJ Novak. I read The Psychopath Inside. I read Confessions of a Sociopath. I read, How to Win. That was Mark Cuban. I read Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That's a really good one. Between the World and Me, Ta-Nehisi Coates. I read that. I read Girl on the Train. Were you a fan? I bet you would love all the Malcolm Gladwell ones, right?
I was.
Until?
I don't like his new stuff. New stuff he's doing. Not to shit on Malcolm Gladwell. Definitely everything he has done. I've been a huge fucking fan of him.
Yeah.
I had a joke. I used to say, I'm not racist. I'm a economist. Like, because I love numbers. Numbers don't lie about stuff. And when he said stuff, I connect with that. I go, yeah, that does make sense. Like, that makes sense. Like, I like things to make sense to me.
Yeah.
Where I go, I need the numbers to work out. If the numbers don't work out, then I can't get along with you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's
like another book I just remembered I read about habits, how to form habits.
The 7 Highly Habits of
No. It's like how to make, if there's a yellow cover, I have it at home.
Do you remember the joke I used to have about reading Memoirs of a Geisha?
Yeah, what was your joke?
I said, this is another reason why I shouldn't read.
Yeah, The Power of Habit. That's the one I read.
When I read a book, I cast it in my head. And when I read Memoirs of Geisha, I only knew like a couple Japanese actors. And I was like, great. She'll be played by Mr. Miyagi.
In your head?
In my head. So the whole time I just saw Mr. Miyagi in a dress. And then, but that's less Hollywood's being racist. And so, all right. How do we surmise this episode? Murder this bottle of wine?
Definitely. Are you still taping your mouth shut?
No.
Headphones on.
What's this?
Just
here. Let me give you a little tea-tie tapper.
Okay. Whoa. Okay.
Oh, sorry. You're right. I need some too. I gotta get on the treadmill today. Fitvine. Do you think Fitvine's gonna be like, hey, don't drink our wine anymore? I don't like the way you do it.
Maybe.
Okay.
I've asked like, do you snore before, and you've been like, Your answers are not very consistent. You've been like, no, I don't. And then you'll be like,
wait, I'm sorry. Do my mouth again?
No, I don't.
I don't really snore.
You're like, I don't really snore. Or, yeah, I think I've been snoring. I don't know. She doesn't sleep in the room with me. So this is a post from Isla. I think Isla posted this, right?
I think it says L. Kreischer or I. Kreischer. I can't tell.
L. Kreischer. That's Leanne.
Oh, it's Leanne? Okay. All right, cool.
I don't remember this. When was this?
You were asleep.
I know I was asleep.
Imagine sleeping next to that. Holy shit.
That's rough.
Yeah. So wait, you're done taping your mouth?
I couldn't even make that noise again.
No.
Let me see if I can do it. Is that it?
It's different. The vibration's different. Yeah. Yeah.
My voice was higher then. My voice was lowered in octaves. I think the older I've gotten.
Yeah. Yeah. Gets deeper.
Do you like this wine?
Yeah, I do.
Actually, you can't tell the difference that it's like
I do.
Healthier for you, right?
Yeah. No, it's good.
By the way, you snore. I want to hear a video of you snoring. Do you have one of you? Is that the fade?
No. It's just that like you had brought up that you were taping your mouth shut.
I used to have a joke about that, about going... my wife goes, oh, you have no idea how hard he is to live with. He snores. He doesn't flush the toilet. And when he drinks, his semen tastes like shit. And I was like, maybe you have low standards. Maybe you need to step your game up. It sounds like you're sucking a hippo's cock at the end of a day.
So wait,
I was like,
you're
the only cum sommelier. You don't remember this? You're the only cum sommelier out there. I don't know. I've been around a lot. I never put it in my mouth, okay? And then complained about the taste.
Wait, so...
You're telling me cum tastes bad? Shut up. You're telling me the stuff that comes out of the head of my dick doesn't taste awesome? Get the fuck out. All these years, I've been like, thank God I didn't put it in my mouth.
So, wait, what made you stop? What made you stop trying to tape your mouth shut?
Because I had a few choking episodes where I just stopped breathing.
Don't you think you should get a CPAP?
No.
That's supposed to be a...
Do you have one?
No. But I didn't. I'm not the one that said I'm having these episodes breathing.
No. It's snoring. I can't. When it blows wind up my nose, it makes my allergies. It makes my nose close up.
You tried it.
I did the sleep test,
and
it was a fucking nightmare. At one point, I said to the woman, she comes in. So they give you like, I think they give you three different masks.
Mm-hmm.
They give you like one that's like super simple, right up the nose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then that doesn't work because I didn't fall asleep. And so then they come in with another one, and it's a little more like aggressive. And then she comes in another one, which is a oxygen, like you're going scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's putting it on my head, she has to put it on my head. I'm sitting in the bed and I'm looking at her and the look in my eyes says to her, this isn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, do you just want to go home? And I was like, yeah. So I got a fucking...
Did they diagnose you at all? Did they say you have apnea or...
Oh, yeah. Definitely have sleep apnea. Yeah. I definitely do.
But you're...
I know if I lay on my side, it's not as bad as if I sleep on my back sometimes, like even to take a nap, I'll just stop breathing and go.
You're making a case for like a definite need for a CPAP. You know that, right?
No, I would love that. Here, okay. Hey, do you guys have, is there a Four Hymns for sleep apnea masks? Shout out to Nina and David. If you can get me a sponsorship for sleep apnea masks where I don't
I'm
have
talking
to,
about your well-being.
No,
your...
I know, but I'm not going to do it. Please tell me we have a Four Hymns fucking ad read in here. I don't like having these conversations with doctors. It's easier for me to have online. Like, I don't want to go to a doctor and him go, yeah, you have sleep apnea. I go, cool. And he goes, come over to office.
How about this?
But have you ever done the test? The test sucks dick.
Oh, here's what I'm saying. You don't need a test.
You definitely need a test.
No.
They won't give you a mask without a test. You have to go to the test. And you have to go there and you have to spend the night in a weird fucking room in the middle of a fucking...
You can't just get a CPAP?
No. You have to take the test. And even taking the test, they don't know which one's right for you.
What if you called a doctor and you said, hey, I have sleep apnea and I lost my CPAP.
I'm doing it right now. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I just want to get a new CPAP machine.
Okay. Here we go. I'm calling my doctor right now
to
get a new CPAP. And I'm not going to tell him. Okay. I'm going to say, I need a CPAP. Can you get me a CPAP?
Okay.
And we'll see what he says.
Okay. All right.
It's not, I got to go take a big test. He's going to go, oh, you got to take a test. You got to spend the night at my house.
Bert?
Hey, Drew, what's up?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, we're doing Two Bears, One Cave. Can you prescribe me a CPAP?
No.
See, I told you.
Why?
Why? How come? You got to take a test, right?
A CPAP machine for you? If your insurance were to cover it, we'd have to do the sleep test, yes.
Okay, how much does it just cost for me to buy one?
I don't know. Why do you want this so bad?
Because Tom and I are talking about we're on no, Two Bears. Yeah. You're on our podcast on Two Bears, One Cape. Hold on.
Oh, Drew.
Talk some sense.
Okay. Here
we go.
He definitely has sleep apnea, okay? So
what does Leanne say? Is he like having big snoring?
Oh, he has crazy snoring, and then he goes, you know, even when I take a nap sometimes, I gasp for air. Like all the checkmark apnea, you know, tells, and I'm like, dude, you need to get a CPAP. And he's like, nah, I don't want to go do the sleep test. I'm like, well, can't you just buy a machine?
Okay, so here's Bingo. Sort of what we can do.
Okay.
Bert, are you there?
I'm right here.
So, Bert, we have to create a record. I need to examine you. And no big deal. I can do it on your podcast or something if you want. The insurance may or may not pay for it.
Okay.
We'll have to have a record one way or another just for my proper practice. And if you're saying, if your position is, I will not take a sleep exam.
Nope.
Then right. And then my position would be, well, dude, you need this thing, so I'm going to prescribe it. This is not best practice. It's not what I like doing, but I will do it.
Okay. How about this, Drew? Prescribe me all three different CPAP machines. No insurance.
No. We're going to do like a nasal bypass because that's the one that people can tolerate. And we're going to get it and see what we can do, and then we'll see what the insurance does.
Hold on, Drew. Wait, Bert, why?
This is my point. I just want you to say that I was right and that you can't just get one. So, like, that's why this is the whole thing. This is why, like, this all this stuff gives me anxiety, Drew. Just, and then I go, I'll just go to sleep.
Buy a machine.
You can't.
Bert, everything gives you anxiety. Everything gives you anxiety.
I know, but
why is this different?
Because I'm afraid that, I don't know, it's just a lot. It seems like a lot of legwork, a lot of me driving somewhere.
You'd rather just sleep and wake up dead than deal with this.
That's right now. It seems like more on brand for me. Yes,
but let's do it. I get your position, and I do. I hear what you're saying. I'd like to hear from Leanne that she concurs in the sleeping and the snoring and the gasping and all that stuff.
Okay.
And let's get this underway.
Okay, I'll give you a call as soon as we get done here.
All right, perfect.
All right, thanks. Bye.
See, that is, and I'm telling you. I really hope
you
we have
to do this.
No. I really hope we have a Four Hymns commercial in here because this is the truth. Is like, I am right now an example of every fucking dude. I don't want to have this. I don't want to go to an office.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking deal with this shit. I just want to go online and go, I got it. Send me the shit. Give me a downgraded version of it. I don't need the fucking $10,000 one.
Yeah.
Give me like one where I can afford and pay it off in like $11 a month or whatever the fuck. Whatever. I'm just saying for like the average guy. And then go. And then let me try it out and see if I like it. And if it works, that's great. Maybe if it works a little bit, then I'll go to a doctor and go, hey, I really need this shit. But I did the sleep test. It was a fucking nightmare. Who's that?
I don't know.
It was a nightmare to do the sleep test. And I was like,
let's wrap.
And okay, hold on. I'm in the middle of a point.
Okay.
It's because I'm right.
No.
It's definitely because I'm right.
I did not think you were right.
You thought I could call a doctor and they just give me one, right?
Yeah.
And I told you, no, I got to go fucking.
But then he's like, all right, I'll give you one.
No, he said, you got to come to my office. We'll do a nasal swab up.
So lap up.
Whatever he fucking said. I am buzzed.
Let's get some lunch.
You want to?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, murder these?
Sure. Just a glass of wine. Just want to sip it like a normal person.
You want to show you how a normal person?
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Go ahead.
This is how a normal person sips wine. Okay. All right. I'll be like Sylvester Stallone. Okay.
I hope you have a wonderful day and congrats on everything.
Yeah, it's 12:30 in the morning. Cheers.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Okay. Okay. Wow, Sylvester.
Hey.
Really, we're thirsty, huh?
I love that fucking wine.
It's good stuff.
Kill it, kill it, kill it. Yeah, murder it. There you go.
I love murdering wine.
Hey, let's do a sleep test together.
Okay.
Let's do a sleep test together where we both get in the same bed.
God, if I don't fall asleep before you, I'll fucking punch you.
Oh, this is a great bit.
I will fucking punch you.
Let's do sleep tests together. Are we going to get in bed together?
You know, they have to. It will be sober, right?
No, I wasn't sober when I did mine.
You weren't?
I brought a bottle of wine.
They let you drink it?
No, and I spilled it on the pillow.
Let's show up. Let's take the what's the sleeping aid?
Ambien.
Let's take like 1.5 Ambien.
Let's take 1.5
and then just be like, yeah, I think I'm ready to sleep. Just fucking
wake up and our arm is to our sleep mask.
And they're like, you guys have severe apnea.
This bed is covered in air.
They're like, I don't know, man. This, you guys were like screaming racial slurs. Did you take something before this? And we're like, ah.
You guys tweeted about the Secretary of State. You're like, ah. I don't know. We were taking Ambien and drinking. You right. Think they let us take a sleep test together?
Probably not.
Let's see if we can find a place. Nadav, see if you can find a place that will let us take a sleep test together in the same bed all with right. Our wives.
All right. We got to run.
Oh.
Thank you guys for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys on the next one. Love you.
I love you too.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.